This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Danny Meringue.
Dusty Bun.
Dusty Hera.
I've been really busy. I'm trying to save the world from Russians and monsters.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader.
Of course you have.
1080.
I want to hear it.
The Fan.
Hour 3 here on a Monday on Danny and Dusty. We're listening to 1080 The Fan on 1080. Watching along on YouTube.com/1080 in the fan or Twitch.tv/1080 in the fan. We appreciate you. We love you. Thank you for hanging out on this marvelous, marvelous Monday. I don't know why it doesn't feel like a Monday. It's weird. Probably because the Blazers played last night and I'm all completely just sideways.
Yeah, you and Days don't
blend well. No, they don't blend together very well for me. Or they blend together too well. I don't know. What I do know is that the NCAA brackets are out, and we know about the number one seeds. We know who got screwed over, West Virginia. We know who may have gotten a favor paid to them, North Carolina. Oh,
and they're telling anybody who will listen, too.
I mean, I don't think they're wrong. I genuinely don't. They have a better case by pretty much every measure over North Carolina. But I digress. What really matters here in the NCAA tournament, who's going to play spoiler? Who's going to be an upset special? And there's a couple things that go into this. One, how well you're playing going in. Two, your profile. Three, your seed and your path. Now, the George Masons of the world and the VCUs of the world are a little bit different because that's just magic bottled up and
you're dang right.
Pretty impossible to replicate. But you can find 10, 11, 12s every single year.
Yeah, and there's always teams that just people fall in love with, and they may get bounced. They may get bounced early, but people glom onto them, and they become kind of the loved team and beloved teams of the NCAA tournament. There's no shortage of them this year. I mean, there's a lot of teams. You could see a lot of double-digit seeds advancing and not just past the beyond the first round. Like, We talked about them earlier, but Colorado State is one of those teams out of the Mountain West that, look, they're favored right now to beat Memphis.
Yeah,
they opened at 3.5-point favorites. It's down to 2.5 now, but they opened as a favorite in the 5-12 matchup. Like, it's not going to be a surprise if they knock off a 5 seed.
No, and that is, number one, the betting markets, but number two, they have the best player in that game. And that's one of the things you have to look at when you're looking at these matchups. You talk about styles making fights. Neek Clifford, who was a one-time teammate of Jabari Walker's at Colorado, ended up transferring to Colorado State 2 years ago. I was incorrect when I said earlier he leads them in every counting statistic. He has been bypassed on blocks. He averages 0.6 blocks. The team leader averages 0.7. But for Colorado State, Neek Clifford averages 19 points, 9.7 boards, 4.4 assists, 1.2 steals. He is a certified hooper. He goes as far as they go. But that makes a lot of volatility when you rely on that one guy so much. If they don't have it going, it gets dicey. If you watched Colorado State in the conference title game against Boise State, it was slow going. They did not score for the first almost 6 minutes of that game.
Yep.
Now, once they got going, they blew Boise State out of the gym. It was over with pretty quickly. But when you've got a guy like Neat Clifford, and again, Neat Clifford is going to be a first-round pick. He's going to be picked in the top 20. He's a 6'6" wing that just does everything. He is shooting 51% from the floor, 40% from three, 77% from the free throw line. He is a good, good player.
Yikes.
Again, you're talking about a 6'6" wing who averages 10 boards a game, 20-10 damn near in college. A 20-10 player in college, you do not see them very often, no matter what level of Division I you're talking about. That is a certified bucket-getting, defensive-stopping, grinds you into the paint NBA player.
I've got three darlings that people are going to glom onto, and two of them are for the same reason. The first one is a team that is not very fun to watch, but they are, if you appreciate good basketball, Drake. Ben McCollum is the head coach at Drake.
Mm-hmm.
He came from Northwest Missouri State University, D2 school, national powerhouse in Division II basketball. He brought four players with him from Northwest Missouri State. He's got a bunch of D2 transfers.
And one of them, again, like Neat Clifford, is an absolute dude.
And then one of them also transferred from Wyoming over. His best player came with him from transferred from Wyoming. They're just a bunch of guys that they play really good defense.
Mm-hmm.
They create opportunities. They think they lead the country in steals. But if you like watching paint dry, get ready for Drake. Mm-hmm. They have the slowest pace of play of any team in the country.
They just slow you down and make you execute in the half court on both ends.
And they get Missouri in the first round.
And Missouri wants to play fast.
If you have seen, well, SEC basketball is play fast, get up and down. It's going to be like a battle of wills.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing, though, is that this will be the big test. Is they face a team now that it's not at the beginning of the year where you can catch a team on the chin that just gets uncomfortable. They know what to expect from Drake. They've got better athletes than what Drake has. You're playing with a bunch of D2 guys and a guy from, you know, Wyoming. It's not athlete for athlete. Drake ain't winning that thing. But if they can just muscle you around and officials let them play, Drake will give you a chance to win.
Not just that. You want to talk about having the best player on the floor in Bennett Sturts. Bennett Sturts is a guy who is an NBA player. He's a second round guy, but he is every bit of the white guy stereotype. Grinder, coach's son, first in, last out, real effort guy, but he's also a certified bucket. Averages 19-6 a game, much like Neat Clifford, shooting 50% of the field, damn near 40% from three, and 80% from the free throw line. Like, there's a reason why these markers keep popping up, because these are teams that have players or styles that are conducive to the NCAA tournament. Oregon is a team that I have talked about a lot over the last couple weeks of being a disruptor, and there's two things that pop up there. Three-point volatility and defensive disruption. I was talking to a college basketball coach last week about Oregon, and he said the problem with Oregon as an opponent is Dana Altman knowing who he's going to play and having a plan is going to make life hell. It started, like, when you started to see Altman, like, really kind of get into his bag, was the Rutgers game.
Yeah.
Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper come to town. This is kind of like the ramp up as you're getting ready for conference tournament play and going in the NCAA tournament. Oregon probably ran 15 different defensive schemes in that game. And for college freshmen to have to deal with that, not know when the trap is coming, when the blitz is coming, when they're going to drop out of their press, when they're going to pick up half-court press, when they're going to swing something on the backside, go a box and one, go a triangle and two. Like, they threw everything at Rutgers, and you just watched them fold. And it was like, oh, boy. So if you're one of these teams, that's the other thing you have to consider. If you're basically a top six seed or above, more often than not, you're a team that is you have more experience.
Right.
You're a team that has a lot of juniors or seniors, because that's when you get through the college season. Yeah, you might have a superstar freshman or sophomore or something along those lines, but those, like Houston is loaded with upperclassmen. They've got guys that have been there. Kelvin Sampson is always going to have guys that are going to get after you and play a certain style. With that experience, they're going to lean on that stuff. And that is the profile of teams that win. So if you look at your team and you're like, I think this team's going to go a long way. Look at three-point volatility. Look at high-end scoring. Look at defense. But also look at how many upperclassmen a team has. Because if a team is light on upperclassmen, unless they have Cooper Flagg, unless they have – it actually might stop with Cooper, because obviously Dylan and Ace are – the rest of the team is not good. I mean, Common Moloch and Con Knipple are both on Duke.
Yeah.
Like, Georgia's not there. Texas, you're leaning on Trey Johnson and then a bunch of kids. So it's really just Cooper Flagg. So you, Juni Broome is, you know, the second or the runner-up and National Player of the Year for Auburn, but he's also an upperclassman. It's very rare that a college freshman has the level of impact that a Cooper Flagg does, regardless of talent.
He's a freak.
And that's why, selfishly, I want him to play so bad.
Hopefully we do see him. My second darling of the NCAA tournament is University of California, San Diego.
Oh, they'll be fun.
UCSD. This team has a bunch of dudes. Four of their five starters are Division II transfers.
Mm-hmm.
They have just a bunch of guys that were like, all right, well, I guess I'm not going to make it here. Going to go make a name for myself. And their head coach, Eric Olin, just went and said, screw it. I'm just going to go try to build a team full of workers. Right now, they're only 2.5-point dogs to the Big Ten champion Michigan Wolverines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They've got their best players from New Zealand.
Which is always the case when you're talking about those West Coast schools.
They got dudes from New Zealand, Austria, Serbia, Argentina. Four of their five starters played Division II basketball a year ago, and they are rolling. They are actually really fun to watch. They can put up points. So UC San Diego, the Tritons, and that's one thing. University of San Diego, I get. Hard to get into.
Mm-hmm.
San Diego State, really good at basketball. UC San Diego, they should be good at basketball. You should be really good at basketball. It's not as hard to get into as University of San Diego.
California schools in general have no excuse to not be good at basketball.
It, man. And they are. So, number two, darling, UC San Diego, which plays Michigan in a 12-5 matchup in Denver at altitude. My third one.
Mm-hmm. This is a fun one.
They very easily could beat Arizona on Friday.
Yeah, Arizona's far from bulletproof.
It is Akron, okay? Here's the thing about Akron. You want to talk about volatility? They could win by 20. They could lose by 50 in this game. They play 7 guys that are 6'3 or shorter. They start a 4-guard lineup, right? They go 5'11", 6', 6'3", 6'2", 6'3", and then they have like a 6'7 guy who starts for them, and that is their big. They are wildly small, but they will shoot the lights out. Or they won't hit the broadside of a barn, and they could get just absolutely demolished by Arizona. And that's the thing that the most interesting part about that game, Arizona and Akron, to me, is that you have like a bunch of mighty mites. You would think Arizona's just going to impose their will, be bigger, be more physical, be more athletic. We are just going to bury you. They could make Arizona really uncomfortable, pull everybody out. And if their shots are falling, it could be a long night in Seattle for Arizona.
And if you're worried about the Ducks and their opening game matchup with Liberty, the one thing I will highlight, again, it's three-point volatility. The hat that Liberty... that they hang their game on is three-point offense and three-point defense. They are the fifth best three-point shooting team in the country. They are number 3 in three-point defense. And what do the Ducks rely on offensively to get going? It is spreading you out and hitting threes.
They've had some issues with
consistency.
Three-point shooting consistency. But defensively, shooters have gotten open. Mm-hmm. That could be the wild card against Liberty. Everything else, Nate Biddle should eat.
Yeah. No, he's been playing so damn well.
And we've seen Dane Altman in their zone. They feel a lot more comfortable in that. That could be an interesting one. Liberty and Oregon as well. But my three darlings, they have a chance. If they win a game, people are going to glom onto them. They are UC San Diego, the Akron Zips, and Drake. Because everybody's going to love the little story of all the D2 guys that are in the NCAA tournament.
I mean, we were talking about this, say, 3 weeks ago, a month ago, and they had Drake and Oregon slotted in the same bracket. I looked at you and I went, that's not a team you want to play.
No.
But Oregon,
that would feel like they may stylistically fit them a little bit better than grind you.
But I mean, the lower seeds, you don't want to see a team like Drake because they're so far to the extreme. It's different from everything you've seen, no matter what conference you play in.
That's why I always try to find the little threads on some of the other teams, because the team like Colorado State, which is favored over Memphis in the 12-5 matchup, as a 12 Colorado State, they're not sneaking up on anybody.
No.
They are not, but you know what? A 5'11 four-guard lineup from Akron, you could catch Arizona going, yeah, we got this.
Yeah, the NCAA tournament is so dictated by consistency and volatility. You get consistency from upperclassmen, you get volatility in shooting. And if you're a team that can control those two things, whether you're a very good defense or you stay true to your principles, you can eliminate a lot of the variables. And that's the thing, is like when you talk about the difference between college basketball and the NBA, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Those are those things are controlled for significantly more at the next level, where in college basketball, it's just one side or the other and it goes absolutely crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing, though, that Arizona doesn't have a history of
choking
losing
horribly
in the first round. Yesterday was the anniversary of the Arizona losing in the opening round of the tournament as a 15-2 game with DeAndre Ayton.
Yep.
And nobody remembers that because, like, 20 minutes later, Virginia lost to UMBC.
Whoa.
16-1.
The first time we had it.
Like, Sean Miller was, like, catching all the heat. But it only lasted for 20 minutes, and Tony Bennett in Virginia got bounced. They ended up winning a national title the next year. No counties then. UMBC, really good team.
I will say, this week and going into the weekend, I'm really glad the Blazers are home, because it's so much fun to be in the locker room when players have teams playing, especially if they're end up playing against each other, because there will be some discussions with guys like Donovan and with DA about their prospective hopes and beliefs of what their teams can do. And you can get some pretty good trash talk.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, is Ayton even around? Is he hanging around?
No, DA was around last night.
He's hanging around?
Yeah, no, he was around last night. It was good to see him. He did pop off the bench and go buck wild crazy with the celebration when Denny punched down the massive and one dunk.
Outside of... I mean, Robert Williams, Texas A&M, they're in.
Jabari will be pulling for, not necessarily Colorado State, but he'll be pulling for Neek, because Neek's his guy.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's a shallow pool.
There's no DeAndre and Donovan Klingon, like, Syracuse isn't in it. So
JG's not involved.
Doesn't care.
There's no Dayton Flyers.
Nebraska's not in it.
No, because you've got two of those guys.
Yeah.
With Justin and Bryce,
yeah,
it's a down year for sure.
Not a lot of college guys.
No. A lot of, well, I mean, they've got 9 international players.
Yeah, Repair doesn't have one.
Tease is UW, but
Ant doesn't have. Washington's not in it.
Well, Ant would pull for Patino.
Okay, all right. So he's St. John's. He's going St. John's.
Yeah. He's definitely tight with Patino.
Coach, how do you celebrate tonight?
I'm going to drink a quart of Jameson's.
maybe that's how Ant celebrates St. John's winning, is drinks a quart of Jameson.
So, yeah, it'll be
like his boy Patino. Yeah.
But beyond that, yeah, I'm just going to go through my head. I don't think there's anybody really.
Who would Scoot go for? Because he went G League. Wasn't he committed somewhere?
He talked about wanting to come to Oregon to play football.
Oh, so maybe he's just pulling for Oregon.
I think he's an UGA guy, and Georgia's not in there. So maybe he does. Look, Scoot's smart with it when it comes to the whole Q rating. I bet you he probably gets behind the Ducks.
Georgia's in it.
That's right. They did make it. That's my bad.
Dude, they're an SEC team. Yeah. Like everybody made it.
Yeah, everybody made it. Yeah.
What are we doing here? Except for LSU.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, had to be one, right? But yeah, it's a bit of a down year in that regard. But look, Donovan and DA, they both get behind their guys, and it's fun. So,
but yeah, Donovan played with most of these guys still.
Yeah, no, and he's very proud of it. He wanted them to go be the team that could unseat Florida as maybe the best college basketball team of all time.
None of these one seeds have got an easy road.
No,
I mean if you look at it. Auburn could be looking down Louisville or Creighton mm-hmm. with Kalkbrenner, who can make life a living hell at Creighton. Mm-hmm. You've got Duke has got Mississippi State or Baylor. I think Baylor is the one right there that could give them the headaches. Mm-hmm. Houston has got Gonzaga, that and maybe one of the best guards in the country in Nembhard.
Yep.
And then you have UConn could be standing there for Florida.
And they've got McNeely and Caravan.
Who know how to win in the tournament, too. No. Like, they've been there, done that. They're winners. Tried and true.
Woo! Turns out losing two guys to the NBA draft at top seven picks can do a little bit of damage to your team.
I would say so.
All right, when we come back, we'll hit on some NFL news and notes. The Bengals deciding not to be entirely cheap. And where do they go from here? Danny Dustin, the fan.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Well, the NFL is going to keep doing NFL things no matter what's going on in the rest of the world. And the Cincinnati Bengals have agreed to a truckload of money, contracting the Brinks company to deliver it in pennies, I'm sure, to Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, a combined salary that just kind of boggles the mind when you think about the jumps in the NFL. But you're getting a four-year, $161 million for Ja'Marr Chase, a four-year, $115 million for T. Higgins, and a combined $69 million committed to your wide receiver core, one and two, going into next season.
They made this declaration when they drafted Ja'Marr Chase over Penei Sewell. That their decision was, we are going to fill out our offensive line, and we are going to give Joe Burrow his safety blanket and the best damn wide receiver possible. Do you remember the stick figure drawings that were out there as to how the Bengals were approaching this?
Yes, the wide receiver down the field and no line, and then the one with Penei Sewell and Joe Burrow.
The receiver could not throw the football, or could not separate, so Joe had nowhere to throw the football. Like, that's where they were the first year, but they went to a damn Super Bowl, right?
Turns out when that quarterback and that wide receiver are that good,
now they have receivers one and two. And the crazy thing about giving away all this money to your wide receivers this year is that it opens up salary cap space and it opens up a window for them to potentially re-sign Trey Hendrickson. What that looks like and what the rest of the roster looks like, good luck figuring that out, because, man, it's going to be a lot of cash that they are going to have to put into escrow to hold on to those guys. But as it stands right now, if you're a Bengals fan, get ready for shootouts, man, because that's how you're going to have to win some football games. Because to pay the three guys in Burrow, Chase, and Higgins what you are paying them, you're making tough decisions everywhere else. You need to knock it out of the park in the draft, and you got to find a way to slow teams down. And that was the biggest issue that they had last year. They were bitten by the injury bug in all the wrong places. Depth on the defensive line was a huge issue for them. And then untimely errors in the back end of their defense, it just crippled them. You see how many one-score games they lost last year. The law of averages say that next year, Bengals will be a team that is the beneficiary of those. Now you have those guys locked up. It looks like it's a two-year window, though, because that four-year deal for T. Higgins is 4 years at $115 million. But only the first 2 years of that are guaranteed. So what they're going to do is, after 2 years, reassess it, either punt on T. Higgins and say, sorry, but we're out of this game. And they may go back to a rebuild or retool of sorts. But this is the window, is 2 years, to see if they can win a Super Bowl with T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, and Joe Burrow.
And they'll figure something out with Trey Hendrickson. Good luck with that.
Got to do it.
Oh, boy. Coming up next, the Oregon State Beavers men's basketball team are playing postseason basketball.
They're dancing.
But it's not the NIT. Here's Big Guna with Sports Center Update. The Oregon State Beavers are going to play some postseason basketball, and it's not in the NIT. It is in the Crown Tournament.
This is such a weird bracket.
It is, and you've got a group of teams. And what the reason this came about was because the instability as it pertained to the NIT. You had a lot of teams starting to turn away from this. You also had NIL. And I think eventually we're going to get one of these tournaments that could rival the NCAA tournament. I think a company is going to come in with so much cash that it's going to pull teams away from the NCAA tournament. Take like the top 24 or 48 teams, and they'll do a bracket that way.
Well, I think the Big Ten and the SEC just may do that themselves.
Yeah, and I think that's the way this is going to ultimately end up going. But in the meantime, you've got this rivaling tournament to the NIT, and what ended up happening was, over the last few years, you've seen teams, because the lack of exposure for NIT coverage, because I don't believe they have a true TV partner locked in over any period of time.
Who?
The NIT.
ESPN.
Isn't there? I thought I read that their deal was running out, and there was nobody that was looking to pick it up.
Oh, in the future?
Yeah.
Probably.
Which is why these other...
I don't know anybody would.
No, that's exactly it, because nobody's really interested in it, because teams keep turning it down. They look at it as a slight. But they're also looking at these other tournaments that have bigger media rights deals like The Crown one, which is signed with Fox, and they're really pumping it up, and they're investing a ton of money into it. So you've got this 16-team field that includes Arizona State, Boise State, Butler, Cincinnati, Colorado, DePaul, George Washington, Georgetown, Nebraska, Oregon State, Tulane, UCF, USC, Utah, Villanova, and Washington State.
That is six teams that are 500 or worse this year.
Indeed. There's some guaranteed bids in there to the Big Ten and Big 12.
Hold on. Villanova, who just fired their coach.
Mm-hmm. Kyle Neptune, everybody saw that one coming.
Bobby Hurley and the Arizona State Sun Devils, which Arizona State had to give the vote of confidence in an extension at a lesser. He got the Jim Harbaugh treatment. Yeah,
well, that was the thing. He was
Bobby
Hurley.
He was
going to be out.
Exactly.
And he was like, oh, I'll take less money to come back. Because James Harden gave $10 million worth of NIL money with the expectation of, hey, we're going to change the coach.
And this, by the way, is the... There's this, hey, is James Harden changing the way that people are, NBA players are going to fund their schools? No longer will it be giving for locker rooms and weight rooms and facilities. There's already a bunch of former players that do give for NIL. Mm-hmm. And no, it doesn't work. Like, the idea that just NIL on its own is going to make your team better is so wrong.
I mean, look at Rutgers.
So wrong. Look at Arizona State. They got $10 million for NIL from James Harden. They went 14-19 this season. It doesn't fix everything. Like, you have got to have, at the end of the day, recruiting still is a relationship business. NIL gets you the door open, and it can help you slam the door shut. But all of these schools have money. They all do. Arizona State has money.
Oh, yeah.
You have got to be able to recruit. That's why we see these front office positions are so important and valuable to universities now. And you're seeing guys getting hired away from the NFL and from the NBA to go and run these front offices. But they also have to have chemistry, continuity with the vision and the ideas of the head coach, or else you're going to be a poorly run organization that we have in professional sports too. NIL is in just having a big name GM for your school is not the end all be all. There is so much more that goes into it. You're seeing a lot of schools are faltering and flailing as they're trying to figure out this new landscape. And Arizona State's one of them on the basketball side. You have a head coach who has that relationship with their front office on the football side. Kenny Dillingham's got it figured out. The basketball side, you got to figure that stuff out, man.
The interesting thing here is there's another note that comes out of NIT as it becomes more and more of a problem. South Alabama was a team that was offered an NIT invitation.
Yikes.
Because UC Riverside was offered an NIT invitation, but they could not accept it because they had a prior commitment to the College Basketball Invitational, which is not an NCAA-affiliated tournament. Again, much like the Crown.
The CBI, baby. Beavs have a CBI banner. Mm-hmm. Beavs won the CBI. There you go.
Hey, put it up on the wall. We put up a summer league banner.
Craig Robinson got it.
But UC Riverside was able to get out of the CBI invitation that they had accepted and come back to the NIT and take it. And then the NIT told South Alabama, sorry, we're not sorry. Sorry.
That's harsh.
It's nasty work. And then now on the Crown side of the things, there are issues because the transfer portal, much like college football, opens up before postseason play, and it's very dumb. And you mentioned the Wyoming guard that transferred to Drake.
Yep.
Wyoming's top freshman, averaging 15 points a game, has entered the transfer portal.
There you go.
You're looking at a lot of the top freshmen at the lower level schools or guys that are exceeding the expectations at a smaller school. This is what's happening in college basketball, very similar to college football.
But this is where kind of the Crown is going to try to keep players. They still haven't announced the details yet. There is an NIL component of it.
Yes.
Very similar to the Vegas in-season tournament that Oregon won earlier in the year.
Stay and play in this tournament game, then leave.
But because it's undefined, and I think it is, I think it's probably going to be like a winner-take-all situation here. We've already seen for the Crown, the automatic bids, Big Ten has some of those automatic bids, Indiana, West Virginia, Ohio State, Rutgers, Kansas State, Penn State, Wake Forest, TCU all declined the Crown Invitational team.
And Rutgers is opting out because Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper are not going to play.
Yeah, why would they?
Dylan Harper's already playing on a bum ankle. He was already sick as a dog and lost like 15 pounds in the season.
He doesn't need that NIL money.
He's good. He's looking at his NBA prospects. And so, but for the Oregon States of the world, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Get some more exposure. Go out there. Be productive. You know, and for Villanova, it's a hiring ground, so to speak. Like, hey, let's kind of go get this right. Kyle Neptune, the coach responsible for the, I would say, slander as it pertained to Cam Whitmore's draft prospects, and part of the reason why you saw him plummet on draft night, did not say nice things.
Yeah.
About Cam Whitmore.
But,
so,
I mean,
that not working out there, not surprising.
For Oregon State and for Washington State, it can be the cap to this year of transition.
More viability.
A lot of things up in the air, right? Beavs had a 20-win season,
mm-hmm.
right? They went 10-8 in conference play, but a 20-win season. A win in this tournament, and I think the Cougs have got Georgetown in the opening round. Oregon State's got Wake Forest?
Yes.
In the opening round. For the Cougs, you can get a 20-win season to finish off your year. A 20-win season is the benchmark in college basketball. You get 20 wins in a season, things are going well for you. And it would be a nice cap if both of them could finish with 20-win seasons. And for the Beavs, you get Wake Forest and then the winner of Cincinnati DePaul. And by the way, DePaul, that is a school that is figuring out NIL and the front office kind of
mm-hmm.
Rubik's Cube. They might be okay, and they're in Chicago.
Yeah.
Like, they could be okay in a few years.
Wouldn't surprise me.
No, not one bit.
I come up next. We'll wrap up today's show with the great suck-off between the Wizards and Blazers, and might we see something happen tonight? We'll get to that here on Danny and Dusty, Danny the Fan. Portland Trailblazers take on the Washington Wizards tonight in what could be lumped into a potential great suck-off game. The Wizards are a travesty of epic proportions. But looking at the Blazers injury report tonight.
Uh-oh, somebody's new.
Tumani Kamara, questionable for tonight's game.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if anybody noticed. Tumani Kamara, career high 5 made threes last night. 21 points. Very important to the Blazers getting a win last night. Manipulating here, perhaps?
Maybe. What is the injury in question?
Calf soreness.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. It's not knee tendinopathy. Look,
yeah.
The NBA is definitely cracking down, and the Trailblazers are on triple secret probation as it pertains to manipulating lottery odds over the past 2 years.
Which may be a reason why they haven't shut guys down. Like
I'm sure they've received
a
memo.
Yeah.
I'm sure them and others have received memos about what they're doing.
I mean,
which is why you've seen the Wizards win some games recently.
Yeah, and the Blazers winning games like last night. Second of a back-to-back, though, long season. You could see it happening.
Yeah.
Jeremy Grant on the injury report, too.
Doubtful. I don't think JG's... I don't think he's going to play again the rest of the season, and nor is DeAndre Ayton. I'd be pretty surprised if they did.
That's not a shocker, with especially DA, because we saw him get hurt, and it was immediate. It was not good.
No, seven-footer with a calf strain, man, and it was very apparent how bad it was.
Yeah, so... All right, maybe. If they don't have Tumani Kamara, that may actually change the line and change the way you think of this game.
Look, it's a 6.5-point game, and normally, if you're a home team and all things are equal, it's a 5-point game.
Second of a back-to-back.
So that's only
Portland,
6.5. Pretty telling that this could be closer than people think. And again, the Wizards just beat the Nuggets.
Yeah. And by the way, do you know it's a mile high up there?
Yeah.
Jeez, and they won that game. Yeah. How do teams do it?
Different place to go in and play.
Man, that is the ultimate what we saw Denver overlook a team and just say, yeah, we don't need to.
And they're fighting for seeding.
They really are.
Every win matters right now if you're 2-7 in the West.
And because as we talked about, like the Lakers, they were in the 2 seed.
Mm-hmm.
At the beginning of the weekend, now it's like...
And LeBron's out, and they're fighting, clawing, scrapping, doing everything they can to make sure that they hold that seating.
What is going to happen with LeBron? We saw, I don't know, a minute and a half of him just shooting
mm-hmm.
pregame.
Shams had the report that he's basically going to reevaluate in another week. I think they're trying to buy as much time for him to get some rest before the playoffs.
But he's 40.
We'll see what comes out of it.
All right. Well, that does it for us on this Monday. It was a good Monday.
Good Monday. Yeah. Not over yet.
We are ramping it up because Thursday we'll be at ALNA. Thursday, Friday, it's Fan Madness, baby! And all the show's going to be there on Friday. Thursday, Danny and Dusty are going to be there. I'm not going to be there.
Indeed.
I will be on the beach in Mexico. Primetime with Isaac and Souk will be there on Thursday as well. Friday, we got Dirt and Sprague, Danny, Dusty, and Primetime with Isaac and Souk. It's going to be a party. And
I've got some guests coming up.
The Ducks play Friday at 7. So
come up,
7:10, it's only 20 minutes of primetime that's going to be interrupted. So for Ducks pregame. It's going to be a great party. We will see you tomorrow, though, from noon to 3, right here on The Fan. Up next, 4 hours of power from their mouths to your ears. Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Bye.
I'm going to drink a quart of Jameson.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's ALMASED.com.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.